This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Two important barriers to receiving health care are the variability in the quality and the cost of care. As Gary discovered recently, so is access to care. Gary, a building custodian, needed a mental health therapist. His health insurer gave him a list of about 30 therapists' names. He started to call, and finding no availability, he called them all, and then he called again. Of the few therapists who actually returned his call, none had availability. As health providers, we believe we are egalitarian and don't have any biases that impact our clinical practice. Yet the data is overwhelming that patients' characteristics influence our behaviors. When asked, psychotherapists say they provide care to all help seekers, regardless of race and class or gender. Sure, they might prefer to treat certain diseases, but certainly not certain types of patients. Studies show that physicians ascribe negative characteristics to blacks and lower-class patients. These groups are felt to be less compliant with treatments, less cooperative, more hostile, less articulate, and less likely to understand explanations. Heather Kugelmass designed an elegant study to look at bias and decisions around patients. Who gets an appointment is one example of how we can unconsciously game our practice. Studies show that Americans can readily recognize black speakers and lower class speakers over the telephone. This is done through listening to dialect, name, job title, and the like. So Kugelmass used actors to place a phone call to therapists asking them for an appointment. One male actor recorded four roles: a black and a white middle-class patient, and a black and a white working-class patient. A female actor recorded the same four roles. Names, jobs, and voices changed to reflect the roles. However, their insurance and disease symptoms, which were anxiety and depression, were held constant across all four categories. Calls were placed in the evening to 320 therapists so that messages could be left on answering machines. She then looked at the total number of calls that were returned, the total number of appointments that were offered, and the type of responses. Well, it turns out that 44% of calls were returned, 15% were offered an appointment. Blacks were less likely to receive a call back than whites, and working class were much less likely to receive a call back than middle class. In terms of class, therapists' aversion toward the working class was colorblind. They just didn't want to see them regardless of what their race was. So this is more evidence that race and class discrimination exists in healthcare, despite our insistence that it does not. So where do we go with all of this? Well, we need to stress training around cultural awareness, and perhaps we need to train more health providers that come from diverse backgrounds. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second.